Good morning. Well, Jesus has finished the Sermon on the Mount, and this is the most important moment of the whole sermon, the takeaway. And I'm glad these words are penned, that the reception of this message has been like no other message ever before, because there has been the scribes and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. They have up to this point intimidated, manipulated, and spoke down to the people. This top-down mentality has permeated their messaging and has created a culture of forced compliance to the expectation of God and His law. Jesus spoke to the people not about compliance to the law by outward force, but through a transformation of character. Jesus has touched on this before, and the message clearly states that your righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. In other words, it is not about checking the boxes off in obedience. It is having a heart change about the way you look at God and His law. There is a word neatly tucked in the last two verses of chapter 7, which is to be our focus today. When Jesus had finished these things, the crowds were amazed at His teaching, because He taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. I have very quickly always buzzed by these verses and have accepted the traditional translation of the word authority. But if you would pause and dig into that one word, I think there might be a deeper understanding of this interaction that Jesus is having with the crowd. The word was demonstrated in the public ministry of Jesus, His whole ministry, and it is an acceptable and accurate definition of the word that many have translated authority, and the word is liberty. When you understand the culture, especially the religious culture of the day, you understand that there was no dignity nor respect given to the people to decide. There was no tolerance with people working to the point of choosing for themselves. They simply had to comply. And now when I reread the Sermon on the Mount, through the whole sermon, Jesus is encouraging the people to choose for themselves between light or darkness, the narrow way or the wide way, to be a foolish builder or a wise builder. Jesus presents to the people a choice. In His asking them to choose life and obedience, it is incredible that He chooses to honor their own cognitive processes and the outcome of this matter of choosing God's way. I must confess that this verse only confirms what we here at V3 try to accomplish. We try to extend dignity and respect to those who have not yet met Christ, and yet we continue to give them information and present our experiences to them so that they may choose to start their journey today. I hope you understand that Jesus allows everyone to stay on the limb of indecisiveness until they are ripe. And when they make that decision to follow Christ, they fall into the hands of a loving Savior. So, He taught as one who gives liberty and not as the teachers of the law. Jesus actually extends to them a decision to make. You are free to choose Him, and you are free not to choose Him. To those who choose Him, they will be called the sons and daughters of God.